Dear friends, the topic for today, or the sermon topic which the Lord has given me to speak to, is numbers don't matter. Numbers don't matter to God. But yes, numbers do matter to us. But then I want to tell you again, the numbers which matter to us actually don't matter to God. Yes, dear friends, from morning till evening, every day when we rise up, we are so bogged down with numbers, because all that we deal in our life is to do with numbers. Either our age is a number, or the number of days we've been waiting, or the date or deadline is a number. The bills which we pay is related to numbers. The salary which we receive is related to numbers. Our commitments, our house rent, or even the medical records. When you see a medical record, the doctor says that you've got something, it is also related to numbers. Your BP, high rise is a number, your low BP is a number. It's all about numbers, be it health, be it wealth, be it our daily activities, be it anything to do, it is with numbers. And these numbers are becoming a big concern in our life, because every day, morning till night, it's all about numbers. All right, even when I started this church, it was all about numbers. Whenever I saw somebody, people will ask me, how many people come to your church? How many years have you been into ministry? How old is your church? Again, everything to do with numbers. All right, now, especially in the current scenario, when we switch on our TV, it's all about numbers every day. The number of people affected by corona is going high. The number of deaths. And you know, Chennai is on a high rise. Tamil Nadu is in second place in India. And Maharashtra is on a high rise. It's all about numbers. And these numbers bog us down. And every time I switch on the channel, I just get flabbergasted seeing the numbers. So these numbers bog us down. But then I want to tell you, dear children of God, these numbers don't matter to God. These are probably, you know, bringing in a lot of fear to us. Especially when you look at your purse, or when you look at your bank statement and the numbers are low, or the numbers in the share market, the Sensex falls today. We have a problem with these numbers, dear friends. But then I want to tell you today, these numbers don't matter to God. And if it doesn't matter to God, they that believe in the Lord, it should not matter to them as well. If you turn your Bibles to 1 Samuel chapter 14 and verse 6, Jonathan, along with his armor bearer, goes to an army, okay? And he wants to get into the army and destroy them. But then the armor bearer is scared. But this is what Jonathan tells his armor bearer. 1 Samuel chapter 14 and